League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Get back together.
Plus, Lisa Rinna says she's the LeBron James of the Housewives.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! And Gary and I in Dishing all week from Dallas. But guess what? We got our girl, attorney, iconic Georgia Peach, Phaedra Parks is back in the building.
Oh, yes.
Phaedra!
Yes, I'm excited to be back. So, Tanner, what's the tea?
Oh, my gosh, Phaedra, I need you to weigh in on this because it looks like it's about to go down in the Levine household, y'all. So just 3 days, 3 days after Adam Levine's wife, Bahati Prinsloo, confirmed their third pregnancy with a photo of her baby bump, an IG model, because it's always an IG model, first off.
Yeah.
An IG model named Sumner Stroh dropped a huge bombshell on TikTok. She alleges the Maroon 5 frontman manipulated her into having an affair, but it gets worse because she claims in June, after months of not talking, he DM'd her on IG. Okay with him and his wife naming their new baby after her. Messy.
Wow.
Now, breaking news. Adam Levine says that he did not actually have relations with that woman. I've heard that before. But he did be inappropriate by communicating with her. So there's a little smoke there.
Well, let me ask you this. Her part of this whole thing is that she sent a screenshot of their conversation to a friend. And that friend was going to sell it to an outlet. And so Sumner decided she needed to come out and tell the story herself.
She lied.
She's lying?
She was going to sell it,
She's lying.
Because they ain't paying like they used to for OnlyFans.
That's right.
No.
And she's trying to drive the traffic to her OnlyFans.
That's right.
And people want to see who she is now. And because she's done this, they're going to look.
That's right.
Well, Phaedra, with that being said, though, honey, how do you think he and his wife should handle this tea then?
Well, honey, he better stop drinking her tea and her bath water and stay home. That's what he better do. Keep his butt at the house.
Okay.
Well, moving on, things might not be so rocky after all with the Stallone. So, a month after Sylvester Stallone's wife, Jennifer Flavin, filed for divorce, Sly shared a few new IG photos of himself holding hands with his wife with the caption, "Wonderful." Now, of course, this photo has fans speculating that the couple is reconciling, but what do you guys think?
Well, I could only hope so, because, like, Sylvester Stallone has been in a relationship for a long time.
And 25 years.
The streets ain't what they used to be, bro.
Maybe if some marriage counseling happened. I mean, everybody goes through these phases, and every now and then a little counseling really helps. Maybe Rocky got, got right in the head.
And then when you also think about, too, the fact that, like, he's not making as many movies as he used to be. You live in California. Your wife is probably going to get half, and you realize, you know what?
So,
let me just park it right here. Yeah.
Now, Tanner.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let's just speculate. You might be worth $100 million. Are you, with no prenup and you're in California, are you leaving your wife, your young little hot wife? And you're 81.
Oh, hold on. I'm 81. My wife is young and hot. I got $100 million, but no prenup. I mean, I might roll the dice if I don't have a prenup. But if I'm in California, she's going to get it all, like...
I'd be trying to spend that money like it's Brewster's Millions.
Yeah.
You got 30 days.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, moving on. Lisa Rinna says she is the real MVP of the Housewives. Word is that fans are calling for her to be let go from the Housewives of Beverly Hills because Miss Rinna says she is not leaving without a fight. In fact, she posted a message on IG for all of her haters. She wrote, "I'm like the LeBron James of the Housewives at this point. You can't afford to lose me."
Okay. Ooh. At the end of the day, Housewives are good franchise because you've got a lot of people. Nobody can be the queen bee, and we all know, honey. Everybody knows, honey. She's got the she got LeBron lips now, but I don't know if she got all the rings and the titles of being the queen of the show.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, I think she
well,
is
honey,
needed.
There's only one queen, honey, and she conducts those interviews with y'all, baby. And that's Miss Andy. So be clear.
be clear.
Very clear.
Now, who believes that they're the LeBron James of dish?
That would be me. That would be me.
Yeah, that would be Brad, baby, because I don't play basketball, so I know it ain't me.
I don't play basketball either.
But, Gary, you like balls, right?
Bitch, I love them, honey. Be clear, honey. I love a good bouncing ball, baby.
Oh,
all right, y'all, honey. Y'all, we got to pray, baby, y'all, for our girl Portia, honey.
Yes.
Now, she might end up, y'all, being the topic, honey, of discussion, honey, on the next episode of Miss Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio podcast.
Okay, well, Gary, hopefully not. So there's this meme circulating on a lot of legendary females in hip-hop, thanking them for promoting unity amongst women artists, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So in the middle of the meme is a black and white photo of Nicki Minaj with the words, "Not You" written underneath. Mm-hmm. Now, basically, it's saying that she's not all about the unity, which is odd, because she just did a posse cut a couple weeks ago with everybody on it.
With Facts. Everybody.
But anyway,
right.
So our good sis Portia posted it on our IG story, and now the trolls are coming saying that she was going at the head bar. But Portia, she jumped out in front of all that, cleared the air, and said, man, you've worked with Portia for a long time, too, Phaedra. Can you give us your best, Portia?
Yeah, I'm the freak in the frat. Yeah. Guys, calm down. I love Nicki Minaj. I saw this and I posted it quickly thinking it was a salute to all these queens, including Queen Nicki. No news here. No shade either. Y'all gotta chill. Literally, I just used her song in my video a day ago. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. All right.
Yes, that's how you address it.
Yeah.
You get on and get off
exactly.
it. Portia loves Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
We know that. I think Nicki said something about Portia and Housewives in one of her songs.
She did.
So she fell in love even more with her after that. So this is no beef.
No beef.
You know, but like, it's dope to see, like, you know, peaceful Portia, though. But I do miss Gladiator Portia from the, the mid-2000s. You know what I'm saying?
Like Hennessy.
Yeah. We need her to She-Hulk back out and get back out there.
Regardless of all that, though, baby, look who made the memes, baby.
Okay.
Miss Brad, honey. Yes, honey.
Legendary.
Oh, my God. Yes, honey.
Y'all so crazy. It's no secret that I'm a legend. Yeah, it's no secret.
See, that's why I'm sitting next to her, honey. I'm a bit of legion.
Yeah, I'm the first female to sell a million records solo. So
that's how she LeBron James right there.
I appreciate it, though.
Yes, LeBron.
I appreciate it.
Okay, moving on. Am I reading this right? Because Kim Kardashian might be giving up the hills of Calabasas to move to the shores of Malibu. I'm going to try to hit you guys a little nostalgia by getting a little old-fashioned Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous breakdown. Y'all remember
break
that?
It down.
Oh,
yes.
You got to put on your Robin Leach. Kimmy's new pad is a huge mansion, and it only cost her a measly $70.4 million. The oceanfront estate is located in the Encino Bluffs area of Malibu and is situated on a lush 3.2 acres with 7,450 square feet of house.
Wow.
I was getting a little more Australian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Robin Leach was...
You sound like a leprechaun.
There's 5.5 bathrooms, full-size tennis court, a staircase that leads down to a secluded beach and a pool with a separate spa with a cabana and fireplace. A towering gate is invisible from the street. Talk about living in the lap of luxury.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, it sounds pretty amazing, but it's $70.4 million
good
deal
night.
Because it originally was listed at $99 million.
Yeah.
And people lost their mind. Because you could buy Atlanta for all of that.
Yeah.
You damn sure can. I better got a damn $50,000 house and she got $70.4
million.
Girl, honey, I mean, I'm doing something wrong, baby. I'm about to call Miss Kardashian, bitch, and read her book on, honey, how I need to really flip from my stomach, honey, and do other things.
Now, Kim says she just wants to date a normal man, like, you know, a scientist, a doctor. So she might need to just shake, you know, Calabasas and do something a little simpler, you know, just $70 million.
She also didn't want neighbors, apparently, because, like, at one point, Kanye was living right next door to her, and the way this is, like, positioned, you're going to have to climb in from the ocean in order, like, to just roll up on her. And I don't think Kanye's trying to get his boots wet.
I'm not hating, though, honey. I'm not hating that, but I mean, at $70 million, you would think she would have more amenities. I mean, she doesn't have an outside kitchen. They didn't think about that.
Outside kitchen.
She doesn't have an unlimited fish tank. If you're a pescatarian, man, that's all you can eat behind your house. Go.
Coming up, it looks like Lady Gaga is getting dragged. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, there's lots of good celebrity impersonators out there, but check this out. Now, at Lady Gaga's Miami concert, Brazilian drag queen Penelope Jean fooled everybody with a poker face. And a security guard even thought it was the mother monster herself. Check it out.
Então a gritaria inteiro.
My man reacted the same way black people do when we see magic. You feel like anybody would have made the same mistake, or like should the security guard lose his job because he wasn't on it?
Yo, Penelope is good at it.
I mean, Penelope looks, she really looks like, she looks like her. Like, no, that man should not lose his job.
But he should lose his job because the real honey, Lady Gaga, probably was somewhere, honey, being stranded or attacked while he was running behind this. He should know his Gagas. Yes, he should lose his job.
I think standing next to Gaga, he looks like drag queen Gaga.
Exactly.
But if he's by himself, I would be fooled.
Gary, have you ever been, have you ever in your life seen a drag queen and not known it was a queen? Have they ever been that good?
Oh, no, baby, honey. I know the girls, honey, baby. Yeah. I know all the girls by their work, honey. Yes, I've never been fooled.
He got sex-ray vision.
He's got sex-ray vision.
Well, apparently it's going down outside of the concerts because Lil Nas X had a situation outside of his Boston show. And he had a great way of dealing with it. When homophobic protesters showed up, he sent them pizza, which they turned down. But then Lil Nas X, feeling conflicted, saying, sadly, one of the homophobes was really hot. Do y'all think he did the right thing?
Sending them pizza? I think that's a classy move. I think it's a real classy move, and more power to Lil Nas X for handling, in my opinion, like...
What kind of pizza was it? Was it Meat Lovers, or did it have anchovies?
Probably Meat Lovers, baby. I would have sent him some Earl Campbell sausages.
Some Franks.
Gary, if somebody was protesting you, would you turn out? Would you think they were attractive?
Yes, I mean, that's the most attractive people, the ones that protest, because they used to be the ones that hated, like when I was growing up at the time. You little sissy, and now they protest me. Some of them were cute.
What would you send them to make a peace offering?
What you gonna give them, Gary?
Oh, honey, probably my scent.
Your what?
Your scent?
Yeah, it's the scent of a woman.
Ow. White lilies in the valley.
Okay, now. You know, baby.
Help us all.
Okay, you guys, it is time for a dish of So there's a bathhouse in London called Pleasure Drome that prides itself on being the only gay establishment in the city that never closes. Open like 7-Eleven, 24-7.
Yeah.
But they were faced with the dilemma of what to do during Queen Elizabeth's funeral. Turns out they decided to stay open. They said they would not play music or show films during this time, but instead they used their cinema to play the Queen's funeral. So what do you guys think? Should
you know what?
Well, come on, Brad.
That's interesting.
Oh, my God. What? They should have just closed the whole establishment down because that kind of seems disrespectful. Yeah. At the bathhouse, you're playing the Queen's funeral. So who's there watching it? And are they just waiting for it to end so they could do the do?
Yeah, but I mean, all the other queens are watching the queen. So they're watching the queen pass
There's that.
By.
That I hadn't considered that, Gary, and that's an excellent point.
That's an excellent point.
That's right. And, honey, I would have resorted to all the glory and the holes up in there. So that would have been real nice.
All the glory and the holes.
I swear, Gary, this is the
They
queen
would have
of
to
England.
Go home. No.
No, Gary, there's a lot of Dish fans that were wondering why weren't you at the funeral with your fascinator? What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that, Gary?
Well, honey, baby, those tickets was too high, and Megan was busy, so she couldn't send me a ticket. So I just stayed and watched it on TV like the rest of the
family. That was your cousin.
Yeah, but we're fifth cousins.
Up next, y'all, Tom Brady says he's sorry, but not to his wife. We've got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, the GOAT Tom Brady is out here giving sore loser vibes. During what seemed like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers losing to the New Orleans Saints this past weekend, the Super Bowl champ couldn't take the heat. So he did what any MVP would do. Threw a temper tantrum, taking his computer tablet, throwing it on the ground. Use your words, Tom. Use your words. But after getting it together and winning the game, Tom apologized for breaking the tablet and joked that it probably will end up being a meme. And I can guarantee it will. I'm making one right now.
Will be a meme. But he needs to be
making one right now.
He needs to be apologizing to his wife. I mean, instead of throwing that tablet, he needs to be throwing his stuff at home and keeping them real kids together.
Factory probably was mad, baby, because Miss Giselle ain't giving him no good, honey. That girl probably sick of him because, honey, he didn't unretire.
Big ups to that case that was on the tablet, because apparently it still works, because he picked it up and he ain't using it.
That's the real MVP, that case.
Shout out to Otterbox.
Erica Bang has people looking at her sideways. So, Headcrack, your radio show, The Morning Hustle, posted a video from Erica that was supposed to be to her close friends on Instagram, talking about what she requires from her girlfriends in order to kick it with them in the club. And it's more than just what a man requires for a date, apparently. Listen to this.
If she don't look how I want her to look physically, I don't want her to come. Like, if she ain't thick enough, nope. Her idea good enough, nope. Can't dress, nope. Skinny? Nope.
Okay.
And honey, why did a shady friend of hers in the close friends circle record this and post it and send it out so that it would go viral? Now that's the real shade.
Yeah, the messed up thing is, like, Erica Banks used to look like the people she's talking about. Like, these are aftermarket parts. This is a new body right here that we're talking about. In order for her to say that, it's just messed up to the friends that were the ride or die. You know what I'm saying? Because there are levels to this. You can't switch up on people once you start glowing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, the people that got you, that's those are the ride or die homies, man. You can't shut them out like that.
Well, Gary, what are some of the requirements for people to be your friend?
Well, I mean, you must at least have worked a fast food job in your lifetime, number one, because I did my fast food time. And you must, honey, I mean, you just need to just be a nice, down-to-earth person. You cannot talk to people that's more than you. I want people to stay on the same level. We have to stay on the same level. Because if you talk to people that's more than you, then they're over you, and then they feel superior.
No, you should want to hang with people who are doing better than you so you can aspire to be better than you are.
Well, that's it depends on which department they're doing better than me then.
You know, Gary, you turn into the people that you hang out with. So.
If you're having more sex than me, we cannot be friends, okay? Period.
Gary. Now he wants to hang out with monks.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Gary and the nuns.
Monks and nuns,
Monks and nuns.
And gorillas.
Nah,
and,
you must be pure.
And Peggy Pugs.
And Peggy Pugs. But anyway, child, y'all, up next, baby, honey, the COO, y'all went from beyond meat, baby, to beyond human, honey. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so
this is it.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is crazy. Okay, get this. The COO of Beyond Meat, Doug Ramsay, was recently arrested for cannibalizing a man's nose.
What?
Just the tip. Reportedly, Doug found himself in a small fender bender in a parking lot and responded by hopping out of his Bronco and punching through the back windshield of the owner's car. Naturally, this started a physical fight with the driver, resulting in Doug not only biting but ripping the flesh off of the tip of the guy's nose. And of course, after Doug chowed down on the man's nose, he was charged with third-degree battery. But we can at least say that that he really does eat beyond meat.
You know what? No, this is disgusting.
It sounds like he's been taken beyond bath salt.
I mean, and the thing is, like, there were so many warning signs of where my man should have fled. When he jumped out of the car and punched through the windshield, that's my cue that, like, maybe I'm a little outmatched with the situation. I'm going to call the cops for him.
Yeah, that's my cue to roll up my window, hit the door locks, and pretend like I don't see him. Yeah. I'm just like this right here.
Yeah, but honey, I don't fight with nobody. It's usually charges and challenges. I am horrified.
Not charges.
I just let those girls go.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.